Remarks of the President, Garrett, Indiana, 27 October 1952.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I am glad to be back in Garrett once more. Appreciate it very much. When I stopped here in 1948, I was trying to get myself elected president. This time, I'm not seeking anything for myself. I'm out campaigning for the Democratic ticket, which I hope you all vote for on the 4th of November. You have some very good candidates here in Indiana. Governor Schricker is a man of integrity, honor, and real ability. He make one of the best United States senators Indiana ever had. And Howard Morrison is a good man to represent you in the House of Representatives. You know, I went to school with a fellow named Howard Morrison, and he and Charlie Ross and myself and a lot of the rest of us started our first high school paper in Independence, and it was called Gleam. After it, follow it, follow the gleam. That was our motto. I've been trying to follow it ever since. Our national ticket is about the best the Democratic Party ever offered to the voters. Adlai Stevenson for president and John Sparkman for vice president. And I hope you've been following Governor Stevenson's speeches, because he's been telling you the facts about all the great issues before the country. He's been talking sense to you, just as he promised when he was nominated. He's a man you can trust. He'd be on the radio and television almost every night this week. I want you to go home and listen to him, and you'll know that he's the man we need to lead our country. Senator Sparkman has been working for the farmer, the wage earner, and the small businessman for years. He's a real friend of the ordinary people, and you can be sure he'll continue to fight for your interests when he becomes vice president. I understand that you manufacture artificial fish bait here in Garrett. I'm glad to know that, because I'm sure you people know what kind of bait is good and what kind's not. You see, the Republican Party is producing artificial bait this year. They've turned out a new kind of artificial bait. It is very attractive bait, because it has five shiny stars on it, and the Republicans think a lot of unsuspecting people are going to swallow it whole. Now, this is a clever thing the Republicans have put together, and I urge you to look it over very carefully. If you do, I think you'll find this new bait has a rusty old hook on it, and the hook hasn't caught anything for 20 years. If you look very, very carefully, you'll find there's a string attached to that hook, and if you follow that string, you'll come upon a tired old elephant that can just barely stand on his feet. That elephant will be looking backward, as it always does, and he'll probably have his eyes shut, as he usually does. I don't think you should bother that poor old beast, because he'll be dreaming about the grand old days back in 1897, when he had a master named William McKinley. By this time, you'll know that pretty new bait is just the same old guard Republican Party in a new disguise. And I think you know what that means. It means the party that is lined up solidly with the big special interests. It means the party that has opposed just about all the great advances we have made in this country in the past 20 years. Now, I hope you'll study this thing carefully. Study the issues in this campaign. You won't hear anything about those issues from the Republicans. Think whether you want to go backward to the Republican Party or whether you want to go forward to the Democratic Party into the greatest age man has ever known. Think which party really has your interests at heart. Consider your own welfare, and above all, consider the welfare of this, the greatest republic in the history of the world. Consider the welfare of the free world. If you do that, and all I'm asking you to do is to do a little thinking for yourself, I'm not asking you to do anything but study what's before you. You yourselves are the government. You, the people, decide on whether this country goes forward or whether we try to turn the clock back. And if you just go home, get out the record of the congressmen and senators in the Congress and the Senate, the Republicans and the Democrats, and see which organization, which party has been for you, and which party has been for special interests. If you do that, I don't have to argue with you, because you can't do but one thing. You go out on November the 4th, you vote the Democratic ticket, we'll have Adlai Stevenson in the White House, and we'll have four more years of good government, and this country will be safe for another 4 years. I hope you'll do that.